already have about 5 listeners.
This is the Manu Shah on 303.9 online radio. I am Ralf Hommann. Instead of serious talks or clever conducted interviews, as regular listeners of ours know, this episode of the Manu Show celebrates fabulous sounds of early home computer software BasiCode. Chuck and Ren, digital folklore. Probably you remember BASIC program from college. BASIC is an acronym for a beginner's all-purpose symbolic instruction code, BASIC. Beginner's all-purpose symbolic instruction code. The original BASIC was designed in the early 60s at Dartmouth College in Hanover. That's in New Hampshire. The goal was to provide computer access to non-science students. That's the reason why it is called beginner's all-purpose symbolic instruction code, BASIC. BASIC remains popular to these days in a handful of highly modified dialects. But those various dialects were early recognized as a problem. The BASIC dialects use different BASIC commands to make the same action, so that a BASIC program written for the C64, the Commodore, did not work on an Atari or on KC87, and vice versa. The dialects were completely incompatible. Sharing programs and data across computers by different manufacturers was very difficult. A common platform was needed and invented and introduced by a radio station, the Dutch public radio NOS. Why join a radio station programming business? Because of those days, programs and data were stored as audio on compact cassettes. We know such audio-based data transfer also from fax machines or old-school voice band modems. In the era of first home computers we talk about, it was possible to store data on compact cassette. Also, vinyl records were available and, of course, it was possible to broadcast data and record such a broadcast on tape and load it into the computer later. To make that proceeding more efficient, broadcasting the software, recording on tapes, then uploading it to different home computers, to make those proceedings more efficient, in early 80s, Dutch public radio NOS decided to develop a unified data format called BasiCode. BasiCode was a computer project intended to create a unified standard for the BASIC language. BasiCode was used successfully by famous 80s computer radio shows. Hosted, for instance, by BBC, the Dutch radio, of course, and also Radio GDR, the German radio behind the Iron Curtain for the KC home computers used in the communistic world. So, for early every home computer, west like east, the application BaseCoder was sold during the 80s. Commercially, BasiCode was of no importance because it was always shared for free. Well, here the Manu Show comes in business, because we are a specific magazine and dealing with all purposes, going straight belly up. Okay, this is the Manu Show on 303.9 online radio. I am Ralf Hommann. Before we start with part one, which, oh, that's my dogs. Okay, before we start with part one, Chuck and Ren, digital folklore, BasiCode forever, we bring forward part two, our bailout bonus track. Let's start with that bonus track to get rid, very quick, to get rid of all bonuses, special editions, equity kickers, added vitamins, and stupid jewel cases. Here comes the Manu Show bonus track. Billions to Ashes, a live stream, first time from the Wave Farm Wood Stove Cabin with dogs. Let's shoot the bull.
Let's go.
This is the Mona Show on 303.9 online radio. I'm Ralph Hohmann. Let's come to part two of the show, Chuck and Ram. Ram stands for remark or remember, a software command to make a comment, an embedded information in the source code. For part two, please chuck your dataset now to a dataset drive, your audio drive now, or your compact cassette recorder and start from scratch. The Mona Show will provide you some basic code games and important surplus noise. This is the Mona Show on 303.9 online radio.
Sendezeit ist das Kostbarste, was der Rundfunk hat. 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 Sendezeit ist das Kostbarste. Computerfreunde, bedenken Sie noch, liebe Hörer und 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 Computerfreunde.
Andererseits.
Kann ich Ihre Frage quasi hören? Sendezeit ist das Kostbarste, was der Rundfunk hat.
Warum zu dieser späten Sendezeit und warum nur 10 Minuten?
Bei der Gestaltung. der Gestaltung. Ich begrüße Sie recht herzlich zu später Stunde und zur ersten Ausgabe einer neuen Sendereihe.
This was the Mono Show, Chuck and Rem celebrating digital folklore. This volume of the Mono Show brought some basic code software to you and added some important surplus noise. For more information, see www.worldwideweb303.9.org. Time for credits. I say thanks to Gail and Joseph Hunter, Tom Rowe, Mario Weise, Oliver Toons, and Zeni Bose. I am Ralph Forman. A program hint for the upcoming weekend for all listeners in the Jersey City area, the Van Vorst Park Sound Walk. At Van Vorst Park, 281 Montgomery Street and Jersey Avenue, Jersey City, New Jersey. Tomorrow, Saturday at noon and Sunday, 6 p.m. The Van Vorst Park Sound Walk is an interactive sound art piece by Damien Katera, which uses the park as a musical score and instrument. You are invited to experience the piece through the portable headset radios as they walk through a loosely defined route within the park. The Van Vorst Park Sound Walk is co-sponsored by the Jersey City Museum and supported in part by NJ Arts Council Fellowship. Transmission architecture in collaboration with 303.9. See Micro Radio Sound Walk for more information. The Mono Show, live from the Wave Farm Wood Stove Cabin. October 208.